Ken, maybe you can start by telling us where this building is and its historical significance.
Well, the building, this is the first black firehouse in the city of Springfield, and it's located at 1310 East Adams. It's about two blocks east of 11th Street. By it being the first black firehouse in the city of Springfield, that was the place where all the black firefighters started out in the city. You know, the city was segregated at that time, and so all of the services were segregated as well. So they built that firehouse at 1310 East Adams in 1902, 1903.
And was it the case that this had anything to do with the race riots in 1908?
It actually does, because this is the firehouse where the black firefighters fought the fires that were ignited during the 1908 race riot in the city of Springfield. So those firefighters came out to fight the fires for the black citizens. And nobody really, historically, no one has tracked that to know that. But we know that the way things were, that they always fought the fires for the black homes and residences and everything. So we assume that that's what they did.
So why the interest to get the facade restored in the first place?
Well, the Prince Hall Masons purchased the building in 1970, and we've owned it since then. We've occupied the building, and we've been caretakers of the building, and we've been doing some renovation on the building. And so it was during our discussion, we knew at one point in time what the building was. And we were concerned that there were a lot of people, younger people, did not know what that building was and what that building stood for. Now, some of our older citizens were very familiar with it and knew that it was the firehouse, and that's where the black firefighters were. They passed by the building every day, so going to school and everything like that. But the younger citizens did not know. The younger kids did not know what that building was and who occupied that building before us. So we thought that it would be great if we could restore that building to look like that firehouse at that time. And so that was the impetus behind that discussion.
And so, Norm, maybe you can fill us in here on where the planning stands. We know the engineering and the architectural plans have kind of been set. So what's next?
Well, the engineering and the architectural part was something we had to do first. One, to find out exactly what the style of the building would be, but also what the actual cost of the reconstruction would be. So now we've finished up the architectural engineering, in fact, using a very fine architect in town, Bruce Ferry and Bruce Ferry and Associates. So now the work begins to raise the funding to actually restore the facade to what it was when it was a firehouse 110 years ago.
Yes.
And in fact, that was one of the things that I think particularly drew my attention to it, that often with historic structures, heritage structures in town, the approach that the developers or owners make is to put some aluminum siding on the front or a fake front, but the Prince Hall Masons particularly have a long heritage of following history and maintaining that, and so their interest was actually to bring it back to the way it was when it had some historic significance in town.
And so who will be doing the restoration? Granted, you get enough funding, and so how are you trying to get the funding in the first place? How much is needed? That kind of thing.
Well, with the architect that we're using, Bruce Ferry, he's going to provide the oversight for the project, and it will be probably we will release bids or something on it. I don't know whether or not we have a bidding process, but I'm going to assume that we will release bids on it. And it will go to different contractors to see whether or not they can do the work. There's different stages of the work because they're going to have to recreate most of the ornamental work that was on the building because that has been removed from the building. So there are different stages in the construction of it. And the last stage is actually putting the facade back on the building. So Bruce Ferry will provide the oversight. So there probably will be several contractors that will be working on the project to restore it.
Yeah, I think job one was to get the architecture and engineering done, as we said. Job two now is to raise the money for the restoration before we get to who the bidder would be. And I think Ken would agree that we've got to give some real thanks to the Springfield Chamber of Commerce, for handling the funding for this. But also Josh Collins with the Chamber has done a great job with social media for us, which has been one of the ways that we've been raising the money, and now we're working through what are other ways that we can find to let the public know and have them step forward to be part of this project. You know, Springfield, people have a lot of disposable money, and we use it just that way for disposable purposes. This is something that's not so disposable. It's a piece of history and heritage that can stay with us for a long time if we do the right thing.
And we're looking forward to the citizens of Springfield to really contribute, because this is a part of the history of Springfield, and it's going to be part of that entire legacy, the walk-in tours and everything in the city of Springfield.
This is part of the history and heritage of Springfield. We don't talk about a whole lot.
We don't.
And that needs to be there. But the other thing is, I think that this building, when it's completed, when the facade is restored, becomes a real memorial to the men who worked in this fire station and did a great job for many, many years under significant limitations, don't you think, Ken, in terms of resources and what they could do, and probably didn't get the recognition they deserved at the time they were doing it.
Oh, they did not. They had limited resources. But, you know, when you have limited resources, it forces you to be creative and inventive. And that's what they were. And they came out very successful. And we've been in discussion with some of the families of those original firefighters. And they're excited about the building. And so we're hopeful that they will pass on some of that memorabilia and those legacies when we get that building together, and we can have something in that building to show what those firefighters, what they were and everything.